DDHF, this is Chloe speaking.
Hey, is Scott in by chance?
Canessa's calling?
Yeah, my name's Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff.
With Cardiff?
Cardiff, correct.
1 second, please.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Please continue to hold and we'll be with you shortly.
Thank you for waiting. We apologize for the inconvenience and are working as quickly as possible to take your call.
Is this Scott?
Yeah.
Hey, Scott. It's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good.
Good, good. I was in touch here with Daryl a few months back. I know you guys were possibly going to be selling the business, and we extended a finance offer there around that time for some equipment and capital, and you just said they weren't sure if they were going to keep the business or not. I just kind of wanted to circle back and see where everything was at with that situation.
Yeah, no, we're right now we're all gonna stay with what we got and keep going. We're gonna wait until like February, March, and we're gonna look maybe for a CNC. That's our goal.
Okay, so not till February you'll start making moves?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. What caused you to not sell the business there? You just wanted to keep going with it, or did you not get any offers?
We're just too busy, and it's like everything else. Everybody wants to come in and wants everything for nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing's changed.
I gotcha.
I can't get what I want. I'll keep doing what I'm doing.
Exactly, exactly. It's got to be the right time and the right amount there for you to walk away from the business. I definitely get that. As far as the equipment there, did you have projects that you were looking that were going to be coming your way in the next few months, or was some old equipment starting to break down? What was the reason for the new CNC?
To upgrade, make it so that I can get a better product out of the shop and do it faster. And
old one just wearing down.
I just bought all new service trucks. I just bought 3 of them.
Okay.
Painted one. I'm going through everything. We're bringing it up to par so that we can run next year and not have any problems and produce what we need to produce. So.
Nice. I have your guys' SIC is just general contractors, and then you also have, it looks like, wood kitchen and cabinet. What is it exactly you guys do there, specialize in?
Everything. I run all the jobs on the outside. I do brand new kitchens, countertops. We do remodeling. We put a whole second floor on a house in Boulder City. You name it, we can do it. We have capability. That's why we're able to stay as busy as we are. We do anything and everything.
Quite diverse over there, I see.
Yep.
Maybe as far as any capital needs, I know equipment, it sounds like you're good on. I mean, do you ever have, like, projects stack up on you, or you get put on, like, net 30, net 60 payout structures where the cash flow isn't there? Is that something you run into from time to time?
Yeah, we do, but I pretty much try to watch that all the time so that, it gets strenuous sometimes, but most of the time we can usually wiggle our way through.
Okay. It definitely then is something we can focus on there on the equipment side in a few months. Typically, have you just gone straight through the manufacturer for financing, or do you pay cash? How have you done it in the past?
We've paid cash for just about everything, pay taxes and everything right up front, so there's no issue. We try to.
I see. Have you guys ever taken advantage of Section 179 there with the tax write-off there on equipment?
Yeah, we just did on a couple of the trucks we just bought.
Okay, that's when you guys took advantage of it.
Nice.
Well, I have Daryl's email. Did you have an email by chance? That way I could shoot you over my info for if anything
goes wrong. The same as Daryl's. Just put Ozzie, O-Z-Z-I-E at the
O-Z-Z-I-S, you said?
No, E.
Oh, Ozzie. Okay. Okay, yeah, I'll shoot you an email over there. That way you have all my information. Anything does come up before February, any other equipment you run into, or if you do need some capital, that's definitely something we can visit there for you.
Yeah, and you can send it to Dale, too, so that he knows. He's constantly asking me, so that's fine.
Okay, yeah, no, definitely. I'll make sure to CC him in the email there, and that way you guys will be on the same page.
Cool.
I appreciate it. No worries, Scott. We'll be in touch.
Yep. Thanks.
Bye.